professional. I was in bed one night with my boyfriend Ernie. He began combing his hair. There was a great shower of dandruff all about the bed. I said to him, Ernie, what's that? He said to me, Soph, those are the snows of Kilimanjaro. He leaped from the bed. He ran to the loo. I could hear him through the door, relieving himself violently. Pish, 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 pish. I said to him, Ernie, what the hell is that? He said to me, Soph, those are the rains of Ranjapur. He leaped from the bed. He ran back to the bed. No, he leaped from the loo. He ran back to the bed. He leaped from the bed. He ran out the window. No, that's not right either. A humongous stick that wants to reach out and touch someone. Imagine that. He ran back from the loo. What happened then? Ah, yes, of course. I had a blank spot. On his way back from the loo, he had, dare I say it, an attack of flatulence. How could I forget that? He had an attack of flatulence. The cheese was cut. I said to him, Ernie, what the hell is that? He said to me, Soph, those are the winds of Krakatoa. That was enough for me. I jumped into my clothes. I was out the door like a shot. I could hear him calling me from down the road. Where are you going? What's wrong? I said, who can fuck in this weather? I'll never forget it, you know. How are you doing now? I'll never forget it, you know. Doorbell rang the other day. Answered the door. There was a delivery boy there. Delivery boy there with 24 roses. I grabbed the card, opened it, said, love from your boyfriend, Ernie. I was having tea with my girlfriend, Clementine, at the time. I said, Clementine, you know what this means? For the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be flat on my back with my legs wide open. Clementine says to me, what's the matter with you? Ain't you got a vase? You know, yet another cutting the cheese joke. Listen to how I make it my own. I'll never forget it, you know. It was my honeymoon with my boyfriend Ernie. We were on the Super Chief. We had a car all to ourselves. Suddenly, I cut the cheese. Is that you? Did you just fart? I said, of course I did. You think I always smell like this? I'll never forget it, you know. For the longest time, I didn't wear no underwear. Used to drive my boyfriend Ernie absolutely batty that I didn't wear no underwear. One day, I caught a terrible cold. Ernie said to me, Soph, you've got to go see the doctor. I said, all right. Make an appointment for me. So he rang up the doctor, but unbeknownst to me, this is what he told the doctor. Doc, I'm sending Soph over. She got a terrible cold, but that's not the problem. The problem is, she don't wear no underwear. Tell her the reason she got this cold is on account of she don't wear no underwear. Got that? Righto, says the doctor. So I, like a schmuck, trot on down to the doctor's office. Doctor says, Soph, open your mouth, say ah. I open my mouth. I said, ah. He looked down my throat. He said, Soph, you ain't wearing no underwear. I said, I beg your pardon, doctor. He said to me, Soph, you ain't wearing no underwear. I said, doctor, you can look down my throat and see I ain't wearing no underwear. He said, that's right, Soph. I said, doc, do me a favor. Look up my ass and tell me my hat's on straight. Thank you.